This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.
Kia ora, no mai, haere mai. Hello and welcome everyone. My name is Melanie Petrosky and you're listening to Mel's Magnificent Bible Study. Thank you for joining me for today for episode 18 about what's in the Bible. And I sure do hope everyone is safe and well out there. And I hope you can join me with your Bible today. But if you don't have one, we can provide you with one. Call us here at Radio Hawke's Bay on 06 878 8710. And if the phone is unattended, please leave a message with your name, phone number, and that you'd like a Bible, and we'll contact you. That number again is 06 878 8710. And please listen with a parent, guardian, or trusted adult today, if you can, as we talk about mature topics. And by all means, if you are an adult listening, welcome. Let's learn together. And I would also like to take this opportunity to let you know that these episodes are available online to listen to anytime on the radio station's website, which is radiohawkesbay.org.nz. Just click on the programs and put Mel in the search field and Mel's Magnificent Bible Study will pop up and you can click on Episodes and More, where you'll find all my episodes and may be able to download the most recent episode. Okay, now we are up to Genesis chapter 30 today, where Jacob wanted to leave Laban with all his wives and children and go back to his own land of Canaan. I will read from the Amplified Bible from verse 25. Now, when Rachel had given birth to Joseph, who becomes very important in the future, Jacob said to Laban, "Send me away that I may go back to my own place and to my own country. Give me my wives and my children for whom I have served you, and let me go, for you know the work which I have done for you." But Laban said to him, "If I have found favor in your sight, stay with me, for I have learned from the omens and divination and by experience that the Lord has blessed me because of you." He said, "Name your wages and I will give it to you." Jacob answered, "You know how I have served you and how your possessions, your cattle and sheep and goats have fared with me. For you had little before I came, and it has increased and multiplied abundantly, and the Lord has favored you with blessings wherever I turned. But now, when shall I provide for my own household?" Laban asked, "What shall I give you?" Jacob replied, "You shall not give me anything, but if you will do this one thing for me, which I now propose, I will again pasture and keep your flock. Let me pass through your entire flock today, removing from it every speckled and spotted sheep and every dark or black one among the lambs, and the spotted and the speckled ones among the goats, and those shall be my wages. So my honesty will be evident for me later when you come for an account concerning my wages. Every one that is not speckled and spotted among the goats and dark among the young lambs, if found with me, shall be considered stolen." And Laban said, "Good, let it be done as you say." So on that very same day, Laban secretly removed the male goats that were streaked and spotted, and all the female goats that were speckled and spotted, every one with white on it, and all the dark ones among the sheep, and put them in the care of his sons. And he put a distance of 3 whole days' journey between himself and Jacob, and Jacob was then left in the care of the rest of Laban's flock. When Laban took branches of fresh poplar and almond and plane trees and peeled white stripes in them, exposing the white in the branches. Then he set the branches which he had peeled in front of the flocks in the watering troughs where the flocks came to drink. And they mated and conceived when they came to drink. So the flocks mated and conceived by the branches, and the flocks gave birth to streaked, speckled, and spotted offspring. Now this success of Jacob's action was undoubtedly the answer to an unrecorded prayer. Because later, in Genesis chapter 31, verses 7 to 12, Jacob gives God the credit for what happened, citing a special dream that he had from God. So from verse 40, Jacob separated the lambs, and as he had done with the peeled branches, he made the flocks face toward the streaked and all the dark or black in the new flock of Laban. And he put his own herds apart from themselves and did not put them where they could breed with Laban's flock. Furthermore, whenever the stronger animals of the flocks were breeding, Jacob would place the branches in the sight of the flock in the watering troughs so that they would mate and conceive among the branches. But when the flock was sickly, he did not put the branches there. So the sicker animals were Laban's and the stronger Jacob's. So Jacob became exceedingly prosperous and had large flocks of sheep and goats, and female and male servants, camels and donkeys. So here we see Laban cheated Jacob once again, but the birth of all the speckled, streaked and spotted goats and lambs from the plain-coloured flock goes to show the miraculous ways of God. Naturally, this probably could not happen. God showed Jacob how to prosper in a dream, so Jacob's obedience paid off. Now, Genesis chapter 31 describes Jacob leaving secretly for Canaan. The first three verses are quite negative, so I will read from the King James Version, as it reads more poetically. Jacob heard the words of Laban's son, saying, Jacob hath taken away all that was our father's, and of that which was our father's hath he gotten all this glory. And Jacob beheld the countenance of Laban, and behold, it was not toward him as before. And the Lord said to Jacob, Return unto the land of thy fathers, and to thy kindred, and I will be with thee. Wow. I will continue now to read from the Amplified Bible. So Jacob sent and called Rachel and Leah to his flock in the field, and he said to them, I see a change in your father's attitude, and he is not friendly toward me as he was before, but the God of my father Isaac has been with me. You know that I have served your father with all my strength. Yet your father has cheated me and changed my wages 10 times. But God did not allow him to hurt me. If he said, the speckled shall be your wages, then the entire flock gave birth to speckled goats and lambs. And if he said, the streaked shall be your wages, then the entire flock gave birth to streaked goats and lambs. Thus, God had taken away the flocks of your father and given them to me. And it happened at the time when the flock conceived that I looked up and saw in a dream that the rams, which mated with the female goats, were streaked, speckled, and spotted. And the angel of God said to me in a dream, Jacob, and I said, Here I am. And he said, Look up and see, all the rams which are mating with the flock are streaked, speckled, and spotted. For I have seen all that Laban has been doing to you. I am the God of Bethel, where you anointed the pillar, and where you made a vow to me. Now stand up, leave this land, and return to the land of your birth. Now, this is the same angel of God, as mentioned back in Genesis chapter 16, verse 7, when he met Hagar, Sarah's maid, in the wilderness. Many Bible scholars believe that this angel may be a theophany. That is a physical manifestation of God, in which case the word angel is capitalized. So the angel of the Lord may be the reincarnate Christ, who is Yeshua, the Son of God. Rachel and Leah answered him, "Is there any portion or inheritance for us in our father's house? Are we not counted by him as foreigners? For he sold us to you in marriage and has also entirely used up our purchase price. Surely all the riches which God has taken from our father are ours and our children's. Now then, whatever God has told you to do, do it." Then Jacob stood and took action and put his children and his wives on camels, and he drove away all his livestock and took along all his property which he had acquired, the livestock he had obtained and accumulated in Paddan Aram, to go to his father Isaac in the land of Canaan. When Laban had gone to shear his sheep, Rachel went inside the house and stole her father's household gods, which were like little idols. Possession of these pagan figurines implied a right of inheritance. And Jacob deceived, and some Bible say stole, the heart of Laban, the Aramean or Syrian, by not telling him that he intended to leave, and he slipped away secretly. So he fled with everything that he had. He got up and crossed the river Euphrates and set his face toward the hill country of Gilead, east of the Jordan River. But Laban pursues Jacob. On the third day after his departure, Laban was told that Jacob had fled. So he took his relatives with him and pursued him for 7 days. And they overtook him in the hill country of Gilead. God came to Laban the Aramean in a dream at night and said to him, "Be careful that you do not speak to Jacob, either good or bad." Then Laban overtook Jacob. Now Jacob had pitched his tent on the hill, and Laban with his relatives camped on the hill, the same hill of Gilead. Then Laban approached Jacob and said, "What do you mean by deceiving me and leaving without my knowledge and carrying off my daughters as if they were captives of the sword? Why did you run away secretly and deceive me and not tell me, so that otherwise I might have sent you away with joy and with songs, with music on the tambourine and lyre? And why did you not allow me to kiss my grandchildren and my daughters goodbye? Now, you have done a foolish thing in behaving like this. It is in my power to harm you, but the God of your father spoke to me last night, saying, 'Be careful not to speak to Jacob, either good or bad.' Now, I suppose you felt you must go because you were homesick and longed greatly for your father's house and family. But why did you steal my household gods?" Laban was most probably upset because possession of the father's household gods or idol statues played an important role in inheritance. In the region where Laban lived, a son-in-law who possessed the family gods could appear before a judge and make a claim to the estate of his father-in-law. Since Jacob's possession of the household gods implied the right to inherit Laban's wealth, one could understand why he followed Jacob to recover the idols. I will continue with the story from the Amplified Bible. "Jacob answered Laban, 'I left secretly because I was afraid, for I thought you would take your daughters away from me by force. The one with whom you find your gods shall not live. In the presence of our relatives, search my possessions and point out whether you find that belongs, what belongs to you and take it. Jacob did not know that Rachel had stolen the idols. So Laban went into Jacob's tent and into Leah's tent and the tent of the two maids, and he did not find them. Then he came out of Leah's tent and entered Rachel's tent. Now Rachel had taken the household idols and put them in the camel's saddlebag and sat on them. Laban searched through all her tent but did not find them. Rachel said to her father, "Do not be displeased, my lord, that I cannot rise before you, for the manner of woman is on me, and I am unwell." Now the manner of woman meant it was her time of the month, or menstrual cycle, which may have actually been a lie. He searched further, but did not find the household idols, because Rachel was sitting on top of them. Then Jacob became angry and argued with Laban, and he said to Laban, "What is my fault? What is my sin that you have pursued me like this? Although you have searched through all my possessions, what have you found of your household goods? Put it here before my relatives and your relatives, so that we or they may decide who has done right between the two of us. These 20 years I have been with you. Your ewes and your female goats have not lost their young, nor have I eaten the rams of your flocks. I did not bring you the torn carcasses of the animals attacked by predators. I personally took the loss. You required of me to make good everything that was stolen, whether it occurred by day or night. This was my situation. By day the heat consumed me, and by night the cold. The sleep fled from my eyes, and I could not sleep. These 20 years I have been in your house. I served you 14 years for your two daughters and 6 years for my share of your flocks. And you have cheated me often and changed my wages 10 times. If the God of my father, the God of Abraham and the feared one of Isaac, had not been with me, most certainly you would have sent me away now empty-handed. God has seen my affliction and humiliation and the exhausting labor of my hands. So he rendered judgment and rebuked you last night." Now the rest of the chapter is about the covenant they made of Mizpah. Laban answered Jacob, "These women that you married are my daughters. These children are my grandchildren. These flocks are from my flocks. And all that you see here is mine. But what can I do today to these my daughters and to their children to whom they have given birth? So come now, let us make a covenant, you and I, and let it serve as a witness between you and me." So Jacob took a stone and set it up as a memorial pillar. Jacob said to his relatives, "Gather stones." And they took stones and made a mound of stones. And they ate a ceremonial meal together there on the mound of stones. Laban called it Jagar Sahadutha, which means stone monument of testimony. In Aramaic, the language of Laban, who was an Aramean as described in verse 20. Jacob called it Galeed, which means heap of witness. The two names chosen by Laban and Jacob were equivalent or equal. Laban said, "This mound of stones is a witness, a reminder of the oath taken today between you and me." Therefore, he also called the name Galeed. And Mizpah, which means watchtower, for Laban said, "May the Lord watch between you and me when we are absent from one another." Now the stone mound evidently was tall enough to be considered a place from which it could be seen at a distance. The thought behind it was that the Lord could watch over them when they could not watch each other, and he would see and deal with any mistreatment committed by either of them. Laban continues, "If you should mistreat, humiliate, or oppress my daughters, or if you should take other wives besides my daughters, although no one is with us as a witness, see and remember, God is witness between you and me." Now Laban said to Jacob, "Look at this mound of stones, and look at this pillar which I have set up between you and me. This mound is a witness, and this pillar is a witness, that I will not pass by this mound to harm you, and that you will not pass by this mound and this pillar to harm me. The God of Abraham your father, the God of Nahor my father, and the God, the image of worship of their father Terah, judge between us." But Jacob swore only to the one true God, in the name of the fearsome God his father Isaac had worshipped. Now the word God, the image of worship of their father Terah, who was actually an idolater, is used with a lowercase g, because later in the book of Joshua, chapter 24, verse 2, it declares that Terah, the father of Abraham and Nahor, was, and in fact, an idolater, which means serving other gods. The wording of the Hebrew here indicates that Laban equated the God of Abraham and Nahor with the God of Terah, their father. When Laban actually made no distinction in his mind between the true God and false gods, or simply committed an oversight, it is not clear. Jacob evidently recognized the ambiguity, the small difference in Laban's statement as well. So to avoid any possibility of swearing allegiance to a false god, he swore his own oath by the God of his father Isaac, which, as we know, is the one true God. Then Jacob offered a sacrifice to the Lord on the mountain and called his relatives to the meal, and they ate food and spent the night on the mountain. Early in the morning, Laban got up and kissed his grandchildren and his daughters goodbye, and pronounced a blessing, asking God's favor on them. Then Laban left and returned home. That's it for this week. Join me next week when we read about Jacob's fear of his brother Esau and him wrestling with an angel. Until then, take care out there, heiko nei rā, and God bless you. Bye.
This program was produced by and first broadcast on Radio Hawke's Bay, your community access media station. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this type of programming possible.